My old man, he's got some hang-ups, he does. Like he doesn't talk much about his work. He's employed by this electronics company in sales promotion. And he talks about money and law school and when he was in the army, but not about his work. He wants to do something meaningful, he really does. And he is going to give himself to science when he's dead. I know that for a fact. I saw this correspondence with a Harvard Medical School. They refused his body. Talk about rejection. Man. It was nothing personal. They were just like all filled up. You can hardly get into Harvard dead or alive. They were nice about it, Harvard. They offered to recommend his remains to Sarah Lawrence, this girls' college. But he refused. My mother says he can't give himself completely to any woman. She wanted him to try a few other places. Berkeley, she thought, might be fun, but my dad's not ready to be all that meaningful. Not that he's like unmodern. He keeps up with everything. He tries. And has he ever bugged when he's not sure what's happening? I don't mean he doesn't know the score like that. It's what's happening, which is hard to explain, but it's like something's on the cover of the New Look or Life, which means whatever it is, it's practically gone out of style on the day they deliver the magazine. And my old man, he hasn't even heard of it yet. That bugs him. My dad has this older brother, George. Uncle George. He's my earth uncle. He's like 49 years old. And he can run the mile in 4 minutes and do 136 push-ups. And he brings all these overage Playboy bunnies, kabaloom, like 23 years old, over to our house for dinner. I mean, he can really hurt the old man. And does Uncle George baby ever know what's happening? Wow, he drives this cut-down Ferrari and he calls my mother and dad senior citizens. I mean, coming from his older brother. So, I mean, you can see how the old man is, like, motivated to know what's happening. Which isn't all bad, because it keeps him alert and under pressure and reading up on all this stuff. Of course, sometimes he can get so hip, my old man, I don't know what he's talking about. Which he'd never believe, because he thinks maybe I'm part of this secret teenage international conspiracy or something. Like last year, we had this scene. My daddy has to go out of town on some convention, you know, and this Mr. Shebar, my guidance counselor, he thinks I ought to have my eyes examined, which is okay, except I just broke my old glasses, and the old man wasn't too happy about popping for a new pair because it was my carelessness. So my mom, she says to cool it till dad takes off. Then when she's out of town, she gets all these little things done, which are still like in committee. I mean, she has their bedroom painted chartreuse, and she and I each give a pint of blood to the Red Cross, and this eye specialist puts these wild drops in my eyes, and we have the dog spayed. She's a well-organized woman. I mean, my old man's only gone a day and a half. Well, the old man comes home Friday morning in an early flight, and he doesn't call from the airport because his boss drops him by the house. My mother is out playing in this mixed doubles tennis tournament, and I'm home from school. So my old man pops in the door. We're both kind of surprised. And he starts right away cross-examining me.
What's new? How you been? Where's your mother? What are you doing home from school?
I don't know what to say, because I haven't been checked out on what I'm not supposed to tell him. And he keeps cross-examining me and looking into my eyes, kind of funny. Then all of a sudden, he grabs me and bang! He pushes me up against the wall and he's hollering like he's gone ape.
Tell me!
I'm scared. You should have seen his face. And all this stuff runs through my mind, like maybe he's had a bad sex experience at this convention. And he's overwhelmed with guilt. But has he ever flipped? And he's shouting and staring into my dilated eyes and hollering,
"Who's your connection? Who's your connection? Tell me! I'll kill the son of a bitch!"
He's got a hold of my arm, twisting, and he's strong, and I'm yelling, "Dad! Mr. Shebar," he thought, "and my old glasses, Dad, let go of my arm." And he pushes up my sleeve, and there I've got this great big needle mark, and he howls,
"Mainlining, my boy."
And he starts to sob, which makes me start to cry. Besides, I'm weak from this loss of blood.
"Don't worry, son. Don't worry, we'll fight this out together. We'll withdraw you slowly on methadone. No cold turkey for my boy. Listen, I've got this real good buddy in Synanon. I know it's a long road back, but you'll make it, son."
I mean, he really knows all that stuff. The tears are running down his face, and I'm so choked up, I just can't get my words out, and we're hanging on to each other, sobbing. And my mom comes running in, all red and sweaty, in her teensy tennis dress, and she hollers,
"Darlings, I'm in the semifinals!"